on 7HOFM in the front row with Beau.
Johnny Depp and Forest Whitaker star in the new movie City of Lies, which finally opened this week after 2 years of being held back for release due to controversy and lawsuits, which it does have in common with its subject matter. Based on a true story of Jack Jackson, a reporter looking to save his once glowing career, and Detective Richard Poole, who worked the case of the murder of the notorious B.I.G., the two team up and unravel a trail of lies in what seems like a labyrinth of deceit and cover-ups.
20 years ago, you were a lead detective on the Biggie Smalls case, right?
Murder like that only goes on solved if the police don't want to solve.
Biggie didn't have Tupac kill.
The facts point to something more here.
If we could prove a connection between cop and Biggie's murder, it would not only break the LAPD,
it would ruin the city.
Why did you redact LAPD's connection with Death Row Records?
I cannot comment on an open investigation.
As long as it's an ongoing investigation, that evidence stays locked away in the dark.
Anyone who knows much about the murders of Tupac and Notorious B.I.G. will tell you it's actually quite interesting and fascinating in a morbid sense, particularly that no one has ever actually officially solved them. The subject matter here, therefore, is a winner without doubt. The cast is great, although underused at times. I'm a big fan of Forest Whitaker, who really wasn't given the opportunity to sparkle as much as he can in this film, and Depp, an undeniable talent. The thing that doesn't quite land, though, is the direction. It's shot freehand mostly, but unfortunately, due to the editing and the way they chose to tell the story, it makes it feel somewhat clunky and at times amateur. It therefore ceases to hook you in right at the very start. This doesn't change the fact, though, that it's still an interesting tale. I did enjoy this to a certain extent, and the famous rapper's murder I have an interest in. So when Valletta Wallace, Notorious B.I.G.'s mum, even had a few moments on screen, I was quite enthralled. However, it lacks the punch that it needs to get alongside similar films like Spotlight that are amazing. This is going to struggle a bit more with a lot of audiences. It's definitely worth a look if you have an interest in what's going on here. However, if you really want to know some more, there are plenty of documentaries that give you a much better and unjaded look.
You have no idea what the LAPD is capable of.
I'm going to give this 5 Jaffas, based solely on the cast and the fact that I have an interest. City of Lies is worth a look, however, it does fall short in a lot of areas it shouldn't.
There was only one way this was going to end.